Radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Harding Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today. And in fact, I want to encourage you right now to quickly go to your phone and call a friend and invite them to tune into the radio station you're listening to, as we will be bringing you the very special message preached by myself and my father, Brother Hardy, Cleansing Your Home of Spiritual Leprosy. I tell you, it is an eye-opening message you don't want to miss. So I'll be back at the close of the broadcast to tell you how you can get a hold of the copy of Cleansing Your Home of Spiritual Leprosy.
So let me premise everything I'm going to say by remembering this. You take hold of the little foxes that spoil the vine. Do not bring in unclean music, books, videos, television into your home. I want you to turn with me to Psalm 101. Very powerful, powerful psalm. David said in verse 2, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? Now he's inviting the Holy Presence to come to him. Listen to this. I will walk within my house. He didn't say the church. He didn't say the temple. He said within my house with a perfect heart. Verse 3, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Is this speaking to you today? David is saying, I will behave myself wisely. The word means I will exercise discernment. When you're a discerning person, you make wise choices about what you will and will not do, about what you will and will not accept and tolerate. Some people swallow everything. Some people reject everything. God wants you to be a discerning person. He wants you to have a mind and a spirit that is led by the Spirit of God, based on the Word of God, that you can discern. David said, I will behave myself with discernment. And he said, I will walk in a perfect way. Now, perfect, do not think to yourself the English idea of perfect. Perfect is someone who is without fault. But this is not what the word means. The word would be better interpreted or translated integrity. I will walk with integrity in my house. I will walk in my house with a heart of integrity. Integrity means that you are a person of character. It means that you will attain to God's highest standards. And this is how you and I are to conduct ourselves in the house of God. We are to have a godly standard. Let me tell you something. If you are going to have a standard by what comes over your television, you have a very good chance of not making heaven. If you let the television be your standard, you have a good chance of backsliding. But David said, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I will not put it before mine eyes. And he didn't even have TV back then. How many say amen? That's a strong and powerful statement. He said, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Job said this. He said, I made a covenant with my eyes. I made a covenant with my eyes. I will not look upon a maiden. In other words, he said, I will not look with lust. I told my eyes, you're not going to look with lust. I told my eyes, you're not going to sit down in front of the television and watch a bunch of garbage. I told my eyes, you're not going to look at all of these videos that have adultery and homosexuality and all of this poison coming out of it. I told my eyes, you're not going to sit in front of that thing. How many say amen? Amen. Jesus said this. He said, if your eye offends you, pluck it out. You think that's harsh? You think I'm harsh? What did Jesus say? He said, if your eye offends you, to pluck it out. He said, it's better for you to go to heaven missing one of the members of your body than to go into hell fire with two eyes. How many say amen? And if you let it, the television will suck the very spiritual life out of you. And if you let it, the television will poison your children until they'll become so tolerant to homosexuality. They'll become tolerant to all the filth of the world. Because now there's nothing that is barred. There's nothing that is sacred anymore. There's nothing. The family's not sacred. God's not sacred. The Word of God is not sacred. Anything goes. And especially this, with all the sitcoms, when they laugh at all the jokes of the homosexuals and all the jokes of the sexual immorality. Because if you laugh at it and it's funny and it makes you laugh, some people say, but it's so funny. And that makes it all right, see? Because it's funny and entertaining, it's all right. That's what the devil wants you to think. He wants you to become insensitive. He wants you to become desensitized. He wants you to become so accustomed to the abnormal and the aberration and the abomination that it becomes the normal thing. And if you sit in front of that TV, that's what it'll do to you. I've read the testimony of a brother whom God uses in these last days in dreams and visions, which is one of the last day signs. He said, your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions. God uses this man in this ministry. Some of his dreams and visions are really powerful, and he's written a book about it. One of those really struck me. In this dream, he dreamt that there was a nest of rattlesnakes in his home, and they were just coming in, and he had young children. And he was so alarmed because he was afraid that the children, not knowing, would stumble onto these rattlesnakes and be bitten. And so frantically, he was trying to run through his house and find out how these snakes were getting in. And he's looking in holes and under cabinets and, you know, just frantically trying to figure out how did they get in here. And something spoke to him, and he looked. And when he looked at the television, they were coming in through the TV set. And when he woke up, the Spirit of God spoke to him and said, you need to watch what your children are watching. You need to be monitoring what your children are seeing on that television. I heard Brother David Wilkerson preach. How many have heard Brother Wilkerson? He's the one that started Teen Challenge. And way back then, he was the one that brought that gang member to Christ that the famous movie, The Cross and the Switchblade, was based on. He's still powerfully preaching today in New York. I heard him preaching about television. And he brought this point out, and I thought it was a very valid point. He said, you know, if you go back to the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, as wicked and ungodly as it was, the homosexuality, and I don't think elaborate, you know how wicked it was, how ungodly it was, till God had to come down to see if it was as bad as the cry and the stench that came up before him. He told Abraham, he said, you may as well quit praying, because there's not enough righteous in there to save the cities. I've got to destroy it. And he came down to destroy, but for Abraham's sake, he was going to bring his nephew Lot and his family out, because Lot was a righteous man. I don't know what he was doing there, but he hadn't become engaged in the iniquity of homosexuality. And you know the story, how that those men were clawing at the door, wanting to get in to know the two men of the angels. How many know that story? And Brother Wilkerson said, now listen to this. Those homosexuals never did get into Lot's house. They didn't get in. They were all around. They were clawing at the doors, banging at the doors, but they never got in because the angels were there, and the angels blinded them and preventing them from ever actually coming in to Lot's house. But he said, it's not so today, because today we bring the homosexuals right into our house through the television. And through the VCR. And it's not just on the outside. It's coming right into our living rooms. How many say amen? Television is going to cause many people to stumble and backslide. Not overnight, but little by little. How many of you, when you come home from work, you work in places, maybe offices or factories or places where it's a whole lot of filthy conversation all day? Who slept with whom? Who did what? You have to listen to cussing and garbage. And when you come home, you feel defiled by it all. How many know what I'm talking about? Sure you do. Of course you do. Most anybody that works in the world knows that. But like this one brother, that was preaching about television said, he made the remark. He said, so many Christians come home from work where all day long they've been vexed by the filthiness and the communications of the world. They come home defiled. They're exhausted. They're exhausted in their spirit. They're exhausted in their flesh. They're tired and exhausted and vexed. And they plop down in front of the television and they go from the pigsty to the dunghill. How many say amen? Amen. They come out of the filth of the world instead of coming into a holy, sacred home, putting on godly music, putting on something spiritual, putting on something to lift them up and cleanse them. They say, but I'm so tired. I worked all day. I have a right to relax. And they plop down in front of the television and watch more garbage. Right. How many say amen? Amen? A lot of people are going to lose their salvation, and the TV is only going to get worse. What was not acceptable last year is acceptable this year. Last year, you could have homosexuality referred to. But this year, the star of the show can be an outright homosexual, and the whole show can be about that relationship. In 1 year's time, they jumped the whole thing. And let me tell you something. When you sit in front of that TV and that VCR, things have gotten so technological. Things have gotten so scintillating. I mean, they barrage your... The colors barrage your eyes, and the flashes, and the lights, and the special effects, and the sounds, and the stereo. I mean, you're just like, you're there. It's like, you know, you're sitting there, and you're on the ride with them. Things have become so scintillating, so exciting, so much noise, so much action, so much color. You know, you're almost tired when you get done watching some of it. Now, I'm telling you, am I telling the truth? And then you bring that carnal person to church. Oh, church is such a drag. It's so boring. It's so dull. It can't compete with all that. You know why it can't compete? Because you're coming to a spiritual thing with a carnal mind. You're not going to see the lights. And you're not going to see the images of glory. And you're not going to hear the voice of God. And you're not going to hear the heavenly music. Because you're coming with carnal ears and carnal eyes.
Amen. I trust that you have been spiritually awakened by this hard-hitting but timely message, cleansing your home of spiritual leprosy. Have you ever given thought to the many ways that you could be opening up the door to the demonic to your home? Through music and television, through books, jewelry, and even your children's toys? With the rise of the New Age and occultic influence in our nation, the enemy is finding an open door into many Christians' homes. But it's time to slam the door in the devil's face and evict your home of the evil. Because, friends, before you can bless and consecrate your home to God, you've got to first evict the evil. When the Lord gave us this message a few years ago, we found out that it's become one of the most popular of all of our audio teachings that we offer through R.G. Hardy Ministries. And we want you to have this message for your very own. It is available on both audio cassette and CD. You can receive the two audio cassettes, the complete message with my teaching, followed by preaching and a prophetic word by Brother Hardy, as well as instructions and a bottle of anointing oil that you can use to anoint your home. The two audio cassettes with the oil and the instructions are $15 postpaid. Or if you prefer it on CD, you will receive the two CDs with the oil and the instructions for $20 postpaid. Please ask for the Spiritual Leprosy series, and please let us know whether you want the audio cassettes for $15 or the CDs for $20. You may order your cassettes or CDs from R.G. Hardy Ministries, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203.
Or go online at rghardy.org.
Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine.
Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.